Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. In Los Angeles right now, and I mean, if you want to look at, there's a lot of people, even the New York Times is doing this, a lot of people are looking at all these blue states, because we're constantly being told that the right, that Republicans, that the GOP, that conservatives, we're standing in the way of their progressive agenda, and this is why it's so painful for everybody. Except most of the pain is concentrated in blue states where they have Democratic majorities, Democratic government, you know. And we get this kind of stuff, like what's happening in Los Angeles. They're living through a nightmare scenario now. The local district attorney there announced that he is releasing a 24-year-old convicted murderer after serving only 6 years of a 50-year sentence. Police are at the same time telling everyone, including would-be criminals, that they're unable to quickly respond to calls to help and that crime victims should just cooperate and comply with the perpetrators. This on top of the fact that California has some of the strictest gun control laws in the nation. All obstacles to a law-abiding citizen wanting to buy a gun for protection. The LAPD tweeted a warning that they're in the midst of a surging crime wave, including increased so-called follow-home burglaries. That's where a criminal watches their victim leave a store, follows them home, then robs them. And this warning is paltry and infuriating and frustrating for sure. But after caving to defund the police activists last year, the LA City Council voted 12-2, to cut $150 million from this year's police budget. This leaves law enforcement reduced, and it results in, you know, now you're getting public safety by press release. Like this one, an LAPD press release read, due to an increase in violent street robberies, robbery homicide division has become aware of an ongoing crime trend of follow-home robberies. If you're being robbed, do not resist the robbery. Suspects cooperate and comply with their demands. Be a good witness. And it includes six more suggestions from LAPD for potential victims. All suggest that the victims play nice with perpetrators or to change their behaviors. But they say nothing about holding the criminals to account. Now, let me not get out here and point out one of the problems that what just happened with the Rittenhouse verdict. How this, if he had done what they wanted him to do here, he would have been kicked to death on a street in Kenosha. To death. Not to bad injury or something. To death. This cooperate and comply release came on the heels of a separate recent announcement from the L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon that has citizens fuming mad. You see, he used a legal technicality that will lead to the release of Andrew Cashew, a convicted murderer and documented gang member who was previously sentenced to 50 years in prison. And this wasn't a first-time surprise. Immediately after Gascon took office as the new L.A. District Attorney, he announced sweeping sentencing reforms that reduce the criminal sentences and infuriated the families of the victims of those violent crimes. And Gascon's campaign, of course, was funded by anti-gun billionaire George Soros. And of this, we have Samuel Dordulian, an attorney representing several victims' families. He said he's running a social experiment that is dangerous for all of us because his whole goal is to release all of these criminals out there in the street, and somehow they're magically going to behave. So you have this combination of lax sentencing reforms by D.A. Gascon, which has led to violent criminals being released early, and the LAPD telling crime victims to take it. Just take it. Just take it. Just to comply and take it. And it has Californians rightly worried about their safety and how to better protect themselves, because California seems to favor decriminalizing crime and making it a crime to defend yourself. And like I said earlier, they're one of the strictest states when it comes to gun control. They have imposed universal background checks on potential gun buyers since the 1990s. Bans on the personal defense weapon, as I call it, the most popular selling semi-automatic rifle in America. They have a 10-day waiting period and limits on the number of firearms a law-abiding Californian can purchase per month, regardless of passing the NICS check. State has gun registration requirements. They have red flag laws and bans on standard capacity magazines. They even have background checks on ammunition purchases. On top of all those restrictions on their constitutional rights, California is one of only a handful of may-issue states where government bureaucrats get to decide whether an applicant has good cause to obtain a concealed carry permit, a system that is tailor-made for corruption. Absolutely. Damn, yeah, no way around it. Not every Californian is letting gun control politicians sway them from exercising Second Amendment rights. 2019, 1.2 million Californians passed the NICS check to purchase a gun. In 2020, that number jumped to 1.6 million, a sizable percentage increase that matched the national trend of historic firearm sales. And already in 2021, more than 1.2 million Californians have passed an NICS check to buy a gun, with 2 months to go before the end of the year. Nikki Duncan, a black American woman, described why the crime climate in California prompted her to purchase a gun. We all want to be safe, and if this is the way that you're able to ensure your safety, you should definitely do it. Wherever the Democrats hold all the power, everything they purport to do, all you got to do is look at their platform. And the only thing they actually follow through on within their platform is gun control. Everything else, well, they're out there saying, well, there should be affordable housing. But they cater to the people that want there to be single-family dwellings in the best spots and will not consider affordable housing in their area. They decriminalize crime while they're out there talking about getting tough on crime. They tax people that there are tax rates in red states that are actually more progressive than the way they tax. They are truly, while they're out there trying to say that we're the party of millionaires and billionaires, why do you think that Jeff Bezos and so many of those tech billionaires live in Washington State? It's because they only get taxed 3%. While somebody that's just making a regular salary gets taxed 20%. So, you know, what's happening in California today is a result of a leftist policy that's really sick and decayed and rotting. And it will get worse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, as I go into this, I want you to understand that I'm not beating up on any one company here, and I'm definitely not beating up on Kimber USA. Kimber USA is a 1911 maker. I am not, I don't own any of their guns. I have in the past. And what I think of their gun is completely immaterial to what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about a guy named Ryan Bussey, not related to Keita, who we'll hear from in the next segment, but he's a former gun industry exec turned gun control activist, and he's making the media rounds right now, hawking his new book about why he supposedly decided to leave gunmaker Kimber and devote his full time and attention to common sense gun reforms. So it shouldn't come as a shock that a lot of media outlets are more than happy to gloss over some of the inconvenient portions of Bussey's narrative. And we get the latest example coming from NPR's Fresh Air, which recently devoted an entire segment to Bussey and his new book, but failed to inform their audience of some specifics that are important to Bussey's story. He says, I grew up hunting and shooting with my father. Guns were things we used on the ranch and the farm. The few times that we got to spend together doing something fun and enjoyable, oftentimes it was with a gun. Guns are things that become very culturally important to us. After college, Bussey went on to work for the firearms manufacturer Kimber America, where he was so good at marketing the weapons he became a rising star of the industry. But over the years, he became disillusioned when he saw the NRA refuse to consider gun controls after mass shootings. He says, after Columbine, the NRA stumbled upon this idea that fear and conspiracy and hatred of the other could be used to drive and win political races. And accidentally, those are exactly the same things that in high doses drove unhealthy portions of firearm sales. Now note that when Bussey says he became disillusioned more than 20 years ago, in the aftermath of the Columbine shooting, keep that date in the back of your head, if you will. We'll come back to that in a moment. First, we got a little more other ridiculousness to deal with here. He notes that when he first started out, weapons manufacturers refused to market high-powered automatic weapons to the public. But he says the gun makers and the NRA have since embraced military-style weapons and tactical gear, branding them as symbols of masculinity and patriotism. This is when he says the frightening vigilante activity that we've seen with Kyle Rittenhouse or the various other incidents across the country really got it. This is where it got its start. Remember now that Rittenhouse has been tried and acquitted of all charges relating to the shooting deaths. The other thing is that gun makers aren't marketing high-powered automatic weapons to civilians today. And if Bussey is claiming that they are, then he's lying. And he should know better. Why would gun makers advertise automatic rifles to civilians when they can't legally purchase a machine gun manufactured after 1987? And I don't know if NPR decided to use this description on their own or if they're quoting Bussey, but either way, the information is wrong. It's also wrong to claim that gun makers weren't marketing AR-15s and other semi-automatic modern sporting rifles to the public when Bussey signed on with Kimber in 1995. Colt was advertising their AR-15 to hunters as early as 1963. And if there weren't many ads for AR-15s in 1995, it was probably because Joe Biden's ban on so-called assault weapons had gone into effect the year before. And then there's the casual smear of Kyle Rittenhouse, who was presumably made, it was presumably made before a jury acquitted him on all charges. Not that it matters much to Bussey or to the other gun control activists, because as we've already seen, the truth isn't nearly as important to them as convincing Americans that it's wrong to defend their Second Amendment right. Bussey eventually left the gun industry, and in 2020 he accepted a position as an advisor to Joe Biden's presidential campaign. In 2021 he was hired as a senior advisor to the gun violence prevention group Giffords. He says he still owns and uses guns, and he believes in Americans' right to do the same. But, he says, I also know that every right that we enjoy has to be balanced with the appropriate amount of responsibility. And I believe that over time that has gotten badly out of whack. So Bussey eventually left the gun industry in 2020, just a short time before he signed up with the Biden campaign as a gun control advisor. So that means, by the way, that according to Bussey's own timeline, he spent 20 years or so making a good living selling guns, even though he was already disillusioned by the firearm industry. And that seems important. So, Why didn't NPR inform its audience of that fact that, you know, actually it's 25 years. 25 years after when he became disillusioned with it. And my guess would be because it makes Bussy look bad. That wasn't NPR's angle here. Quite the opposite. They're presenting Bussy as the gun guy with a heart of gold. The reformer who tried to change the system from within before jumping ship and signing up with the good guys. And any information that gets in the way of that narrative, no matter how important it might be for the audience to consider, isn't going to make it into the final cut. I've listened to NPR before. Some of their stuff is except for the politics. I can't stand their political stuff. But some of their stuff is a great throwback to the old times of radio, but of course, the best guy they had for that was Garrison Keillor, who was a flaming leftist. He, of course, got hashtag MeToo'd, and he's been expunged from ever existing. I always thought the PR and NPR stood for public radio. But based upon this, looking at this, I guess it stands for public relations. At least when it comes to the gun control lobby. And the public broadcasting giant is taking a wait, don't tell them approach to providing its audience with all the pertinent information they need to make an informed judgment of their own. Because without knowing this, I don't know any of the inside baseball of Kimber. I don't know if Ryan Bussy was run out of town or what happened to him. I remember hearing about it, but I also remember not much caring because, well, there's a lot of things that go on in my day-to-day. But for 25 years, your golden boy there, gun controllers, he made a lot of money selling a lot of guns. And you have embraced him now because he's changed his stripes? I think not. I think it's all about the narrative and it has nothing to do with values at all. And that's your biggest problem on the left, is that their messaging never matches their values, which their values are very apparent. And now you know the rest of the story. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bail for Daryl Brooks, a convicted felon who has a long history of criminal charges who allegedly rammed his red Ford Escape into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, is set at $5 million. Waukesha County Court Commissioner Kevin Costello, after reviewing the footage of the horrific accident, says Brooks, who is black, intentionally struck and hurt as many white people as possible, a view backed up by at least one witness. A jury has found the three defendants guilty on most charges in the Ahmed Aubrey murder trial. Attorneys for the three men claim they acted in self-defense after attempting to place Aubrey under citizen's arrest. Travis McMichael was found guilty of all the charges against him, while Greg McMichael and William Bryan were found guilty on most charges they faced. This is USA Radio News. Make sure you pack your patients, as many travelers are taking a plane to get home for the Thanksgiving holiday. One traveler at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in Florida tells Fox News she expects to see a lot of people fly home.
We try to book our flight early as possible. So we're just getting under the wire.
Thanksgiving holiday travel is looking almost like it did before the pandemic. AAA predicting close to 53.5 million Americans will travel over the next 5 days, 13% more than last year, and only 5% less than 2 years ago before the pandemic hit. NFL star J.J. Watt is covering funeral expenses for the six people killed by his SUV driver in Wisconsin during a Christmas parade on Sunday. Russian President Vladimir Putin is receiving an experimental COVID-19 nasal vaccine. It's his fourth vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. With the jury returning a verdict of not guilty on all charges for Kyle Rittenhouse, there's a lot of people that are upset. I don't understand why, because most of them did not pay attention to the trial. Most of them did not look at the evidence. A critical thinker, one who had no prejudices, no agenda, no biases looking at this, would come up with a conclusion that this was not a murder, but self-defense. It was self-defense against people trying to commit murder, is what it was. And for these people that were told that he committed murder, and so they expected a jury to find him guilty, and the fact that they didn't find him guilty because he was accused of murder completely goes over their head. And this includes a whole lot of people in Hollywood. Like Reese Witherspoon. I like her work. She's funny. You know, she's a good actress and everything else. She does need to stay in her lane. A lot of these people need to stay in their lane. Because you look foolish, Reese, young lady. You do. On Twitter, woke up this morning thinking about every mother slash father slash sister slash brother slash friend who's lost someone to senseless gun violence in America, and then there was no justice for their pain. This is a disgrace. Well, what exactly are you conflating here, Reese? Are you talking about the inner city violence that is part of the Democratic policy that you probably pay for? Is that what you're talking about? It's probably what you're talking about, isn't it? Then we get this. No one should be able to purchase a semi-automatic weapon, cross state lines and kill two people, wound another, and go free. In what world is this safe for any of us? What's this all about crossing state lines anyway? When did it become illegal to cross state lines? Then these truckers every day that are keeping America afloat, they're breaking the law left and right. Now, things actually went down the way Witherspoon claims in that tweet. She might have been onto something approaching a point. And the problem is she's glossing over a couple of key facts here. Like, you know, the mob that tried to murder a 17-year-old kid because he was on the wrong side of the line. One tried to grab his rifle, and he got shot. Another hit him in the head with a skateboard twice before he got shot. The third, who was only wounded, testified in court that he didn't get shot until he pointed a gun at Rittenhouse. Facts matter, Reese. Sorry. But then we get Mark Ruffalo, who plays the Hulk in the only movie that I'm aware of that's ever been any good. And I'm not even sure that those are any good. He tweeted, "We come together to mourn the lives lost to the same racist system that devalues black lives and devalues the lives of Anthony and JoJo." And then we get, "After all we have seen and heard about these weapons of war, these killing machines, there is no doubt that people who faced this young man were more afraid of him than he was of them. He was the one with the weapon of war, loaded and ready to be used on people. And yet, why were they chasing him, Mark? You incredibly mental midget, you. I don't know about you, but when I'm afraid of something, if it's running away from me, I watch it go, grateful that it's going. I try to keep my distance. Like, I don't like being stung by anything that can sting me. I think I'm a little allergic to them. So, as a result, I don't chase a swarm of those when they're around. And yet, these people, all these people you're referencing, they did chase Kyle Rittenhouse. That's not even disputed by anybody. And if they were so terrified of him, why not keep their distance? Why grab for the gun? I'll tell you why Rosenbaum was grabbing for the gun, because he was going to grab the gun. He thought he could wrestle the gun from the kid and kill him with it. He had told them that if I get any of you alone, I'm going to kill you. What they figured out here, they saw a single person and figured they could mob up and stomp him flat. They may have thought he'd be scared to fire, or they believed if enough of them got to him, he wouldn't have a clue who to fire at. And it doesn't matter at all, because they did. And, of course, when it comes to things that skew political or social, I'm used to idiotic hot takes from Ruffalo. He's a good actor, but he doesn't know what he's talking about elsewhere. Then there's the Mandalorian star, Pedro Pascal, who offered this. Joseph Rosenbaum, 36, and Anthony Huber, 27, murdered August 25th, 2020. Rest in peace. Now, Pedro, I realize you've acted in a few. You know, you were in one of the Equalizer movies where you got to use a lot of prop guns. You did, and those were really prop guns you were using, Pedro, because I watched you use them, and you're not very good with your pistol craft and your rifle craft. Claiming that those two were murdered might make Kyle Rittenhouse's civil attorney salivate, because if you're saying they were murdered, you're calling the guy who killed them a murderer despite what courts have determined. And that sounds like libel to me, Pedro. And it's not just actors who've had really bad takes. Maria Shriver had to offer her own thoughts on Twitter. "I'm trying to take a beat to digest the Rittenhouse verdict. My son just asked me how it's possible that he didn't get charged for anything. How is that possible? I don't have an answer for him." And then she said, "The idea that someone could be out with a semi-automatic weapon, kill people, and walk is stunning. I look forward to hearing from the jury. This is a moment for them to explain how they came to their decision." I can help you with that, Maria. I'm going to explain this for you. They watched the video. Period. End of story. This isn't rocket science by any stretch of the imagination. The video was plain as day. The mob was chasing a 17-year-old kid and mobbed him until he had no choice but to open fire. And should a Kennedy be one to cast aspersions on anyone who took a life and didn't go to prison? Because Rittenhouse was found not guilty in the court of law. Uncle Teddy, Shriver's Uncle Teddy, never stood trial for the life he took. And listen, actors are entitled to their opinion, but you know, you got to take them with a grain of salt. They you take them, you take I mean, some of the stuff they come up with, they're very insulated. They don't really have, they're not exposed very much. I don't see anybody takes them seriously. They make their money pretending to be other people. That doesn't give them any special insight into the law, politics, or much of anything else. And their problem, like a lot of people's problems are, is lack of critical thinking. If you simply look at the facts, if somebody were to look at the facts and say, you know, I have looked at this, and they can quote to me certain things that I would want to know about. And if they can prove to me that, yes, indeed, you have looked at this. And if they still come up with the same idea, the same conclusion, then that opens up a whole other can of worms, because obviously I'm going to reevaluate certain things I'm doing to make sure I'm right. I'm going to, you know, check it twice. And, well, none of these people are doing that. None of these people are critical thinkers. They see it on TV. They see the corporate media mouthing it out there, and they just believe it. Default. It's a default position to be in. He committed murder. He crossed state lines. You know, everything that they quote, everything they talk about, of course, debunked. And in the court of law, they watched and they saw. And they listened to testimony. And they came up with a verdict. And it just happens to be unpopular for them. Pity. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. The left can't let this go, and that's why I keep referring back to it, because it's very educational to watch this. It's also very educational to watch the fact of what actually happened in Kenosha that night. Kyle Rittenhouse was far from the only armed guy there. They continued to smear him as some bloodthirsty Call of Duty playing white supremacist. But if you had been in the city of Kenosha when the riots erupted, you would know that Rittenhouse was hardly a rogue vigilante. There were a lot of very brave Kenoshan men who took up arms to protect their families, businesses, and beloved city when the government failed to. There were desperate pleas for help leading up to this, and Governor Tony Evers refused to deploy adequate numbers of National Guardsmen to protect the city from rioters wielding guns and fire. After 24 hours of receiving requests for aid, he still had sent fewer troops to Kenosha than he did to Milwaukee during the NBA Finals. Local law enforcement was quickly overwhelmed. By the second night of rioting, streams of out-of-state professional Black Lives Matter and Antifa rioters had flooded into the city. And at the time, Kenosha looked like something that most people had only seen in photographs of war-torn countries. Grossly outnumbered, law enforcement had only enough manpower to protect public buildings in the town center. Which, you know, and anybody who doesn't know that that was going to be the case, given the way, you know, the ratio police to people. Where you been? Where have you been? They were an Indian immigrant who owns a Torch family-run car dealership in downtown Kenosha said they were so busy down there saving their courthouse. What about this? I'm a taxpayer, too. On Twitter, he said, I'm a minority, too. I'm a brown person. I have nothing to do with this. 17 people he employed have all lost their jobs for nothing. He's lost every dime he's had in the last few days. The governor watched thugs and arsonists destroy businesses and terrorize Kenoshans for another 48 hours before he reluctantly agreed to accept help from Trump and the federal government. He let Kenosha burn because he thought he could blame the unrest on Trump and enhance the political fortunes of the Democrat Party in the 2020 presidential election. Then the political fire turned against him, and he finally changed course, but for many residents, it was too late. Kimberly Warner said she's a single mom who owns two businesses in downtown Kenosha. She said he has a huge sense of urgency for mask mandates, but when our town is burning to the flipping ground, he had zero sense of urgency. He allowed our town to suffer and burn. Evers' inaction resulted in $50 million in property damage that affected 100 businesses, including 40 that were put out of business for good. And in the face of all of this going on, the enormity of this unrest, this riot, Kyle Rittenhouse decided to help defend his community. Contrary to what the hacks at MSNBC and CNN might want you to believe, Kenosha is Kyle's community. In the daylight hours of the fateful night that changed his life, he was volunteering to scrub BLM graffiti off a local high school. That night, he told a reporter why he was in Kenosha, to offer medical assistance and be ready to run into harm's way to protect people and property. And Rittenhouse was not alone. There were countless people, countless men, standing with baseball bats, handguns, semi-automatic rifles, shotguns in front of their businesses and homes. Chuck, a tire shop owner, spent every night of the riots on his roof guarding his shop with guns. He told one reporter who was filming in with his iPhone, "Come to my shop and I'll blow your heads off." One of the greatest examples of bravery during the riots was Robert Cobb, a 70-year-old longtime Kenosha man who was viciously beaten by BLM rioters. He saw looters stealing from a 100-year-old Danish brotherhood and simply could not stand by. He tried to keep the horde of criminals at bay with a fire extinguisher, hoping to force them to take their masks off so they could be identified later. But they sneak attacked him, leaving him with a jaw broken in three places, a swollen eye, and stitches to a head wound. A videographer who filmed himself describing what happened was crying, and he said he was trying to defend his building and they beat the blank out of him. Now, Democrats in the corporate media want you to believe that you shouldn't arm yourself in defense of your community. And they also, not only that, but they don't want you to believe that you can legally do that. And this is a lie meant to justify the Democrats' continued attack on the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. And under the Second Amendment, the citizens of Kenosha were entirely justified and legally permitted to protect themselves and their hometown, especially because law enforcement could not. And while we all sit around here saying, well, you know, it was really unwise of him to have been there, what about that moral duty to defend your community? Do you have that? Is that a real thing today? Is that something we should consider? Should the vandals and the looters and the arsonists and the rioters and the beaters and the murderers and the rapists, the one to come and play in the name of, you know, whatever the cause is, should they be allowed to do what they want unchecked? This is why Democrats and their allies in the media want you to believe that Rittenhouse and the other Kenosians who stood up for themselves are murderous white supremacists. Nah, these are brave, brave people, and their toxic masculinity represents an existential threat to the left's authoritarian aim, and they know it, and I know it, and now you know it. They simply cannot allow average Americans to believe they can exercise the right to bear arms and protect themselves without the government's permission. But it is not for the meek. It is not for the mild. Rittenhouse found this out. He found himself caught up in chaos. And he gave a very fair accounting You know, the video evidence showed him defending himself with a semi-automatic rifle against angry, gun-wielding, rioting, convicted felons and child rapists. And then he did what he had to do to stop them, to stop them from attacking him. He said, I didn't intend to kill them. I intended to stop the people who were attacking me. I did what I had to do to stop the person who was attacking me. And Rittenhouse could have been anybody from Kenosha that night. The city was in flames, and the state had abdicated its responsibility to protect the citizens of that city. And in the face of the crisis, Rittenhouse and everybody else there that night did what they had to do. And then put in the same place what I would have to do, what you would have to do. And the Kenosha rioting showed America that you don't have to cower in fear like people in Portland and Chicago. The Kenosians refused to be helpless victims when Marxist and race agitators descended into their city. And young men like Rittenhouse tried to defend their hometown. You gotta, you know, like, you just gotta ask yourself, would I do that in his place? Would I have done that? I know the answer to that already. I think it's important that we all understand the answer, what it should be. The only thing necessary in order for evil to win is for good men to do nothing. Make your choice. I won't judge you for it, but I would appreciate it if you choose not to join me. At the very least, get out of my way, okay? Coming up next is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.